everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dota Ops Podcast. I'm your host, Bobo. Before I start this episode, I apologize in advance for how my voice sounds. I am currently getting over a sore throat, so that is why I do not sound as good as I normally do, which I don't know how good sounds, but anyway, so apologies in advance for the small distraction of how my voice sounds different. And also, I want to apologize again for not getting episodes out as soon, as often as they have been for the long hiatus that's been that I have been on. Life got crazy, a lot of things came up, and then it was the holidays. So, in short, a lot happened in an amount of time that inhibited me from getting episodes done. But now, with the new year, everything with the holidays and crazy events behind us, we will be good with getting episodes back out regularly. So with that, let's move forward. For today's episode, I'm going to talk about how I have gotten better at Dota. Now, when I talk about these things that I implemented in my gameplay to help me get better, I obviously understand it's not going to work for everybody, and I'm well aware I'm not, you know, the most qualified person to give, you know, to say this is how to get better at Dota. However, that being said, after implementing the pieces, some of these pieces of advice that I have heard and read and thought of, I definitely have noticed an increase in my gameplay by winning more matches, increasing my MMR, and overall just feeling more confident in my gameplay and knowing what to do. So with this, I'll go over three things that I have done that have helped me improve. I'll go over the first thing is a small hero pool, then observing slash listening to higher level players, and then third, communicating. So it's only three things because I always like to keep it fairly short and concise. I know that there's obviously way more things you can do, and even within these topics that I have selected, you could, you know, go a lot more in depth about them than I am going to. And there's more than I've incorporated into my gameplay, but these are the first things that I did. I think these few principles are a great place to start and refine and constantly refine when playing games and looking at areas to improve. All right, so let's dive into the first point, small hero pool. So this is one of the most common things that I have read on Reddit and heard from friends when just first getting into Dota overall. So while this is simple and fairly straightforward, I believe following it can get hard at times. I mean, after all, who wants to filter through the same, you know, 2, 3, 4 heroes for 20 games? It can get stale pretty dang fast. The number one benefit to doing this is after you get fairly comfortable with one hero, you then move on to learning other aspects of the game, mechanics, matchups, items, etc. You focus less on your hero and more on the game itself. I mean, one thing that makes professional basketball players professionals is that they have practiced the basics with dribbling, passing, and moving. They practice it so much that essentially they don't have to think about that anymore. They can think about for like deeper into the game. They don't have to look down at their hand dribbling the ball. They can look up and see where their teammates are running to, the position of the defense, and how they can best, you know, penetrate it or break down the defense or find the open player. So same thing goes for Dota. Once you get an understanding of the hero and their abilities, you can start expanding from there. It is always, and you know, as you're, you know, sticking to like the one hero, let's say if you're just doing one hero for a while, it's always tempting to branch out and widen your scope. And by no means am I saying don't do it. There is a huge, diverse pools of heroes to choose from for a reason. But always have heroes you can quickly fall back on and have those comfort picks. Because, well, one, it's nice to just have those to fall back on and know that, okay, if I, you know, I know I am really good with Slardar. I have actually pretty solid Slardar. If we need a good position three with, or I don't know, if we need to stun our team or a reliable, hero at that position or reliable initiator or whatever, if as you start looking at what your team needs or if you're doing maybe even a captain's draft, I don't know. But anyways, it can cover a whole variety of topics, but then I can play this one hero and I am confident what I can do and I'll feel good about the game so I can focus on other aspects of it. And another reason why it's good to narrow your focus is once you start to get a good understanding of your hero, your skill will translate to other heroes as you begin to expand out. And micro and intense macro aside, you will have some mechanical skill that will still be applicable, whether through pressing skills or items. Those same things, like with a, again, if we're going back to our starter pick, maybe you've developed the skill of being very good by using Blink Dagger, like Blink Initiate, like you know the range of the blink and you know what skill you're going to use, so you're good at blink and then pressing the spell or like the targeted spell or what have you. That will translate to other heroes, and then from there you can slowly start expanding your hero pool. Moving on to point two, observing slash listening to higher level players. So I watch Purge a lot. I think he is likely the most well known among newer slash low level players, and overall one of the most recognized Dota content creators. So I haven't personally watched his intro videos to Dota, like where he does like the literal, like this is Dota that he goes over, like the creeps, the map, the towers, like tries to start from ground zero. Awesome videos, and obviously they're a little outdated just because the map has changed so much since he's made it then. But a lot of the principles he goes over are really applicable. But so I haven't watched those. I've more so just watched him stream and a lot of his replay videos on YouTube. His coaching sessions with Day 9 were amazing and very insightful. Plus, they were just overall like pretty dang entertaining because I felt like they developed really good chemistry with each other, and they were just fun to watch interact with each other. So when I watched him play support, it helped me improve my own support game a lot. He does a great job with describing why he is doing certain things like buying items or doing a certain skill build. So higher skill players often do little things to give them advantages that help turn into bigger advantages later in the game. Like the most common thing that you'll see is they secure the first range creep on the or they secure the range creep on the first creep wave. Or they'll do like a sentry to block the off lane medium camp so they can't do pulls. I know an item that Purge loves to get, like he gets a ton, is a raindrop, which is one that I never think to get. I still don't, but the item is super good because it blocks, because a lot of time in the early game, a lot of spells that usually apply that killing blow is like a magic nuke. Like for example, Lina with her Lucid Beam, like that's a really, like usually it's longer range than her auto attack. So what, because usually by you're just running away from her the whole time, and when she's moving and attacking, she's slowly moving further and further away from you, and then she'll use that Lucent Beam once you're at low enough health to do the killing blow. So it's investing in that item to make it so, like, yeah, obviously you're out of lane depending on like your situation. If you have no regen, your health and mana are super low, but you haven't died, so you haven't fed the carry the kill and the experience, or the golden experience, excuse me, from the kill. So it's knowing those little things and seeing them do these little things consistently that you start to catch on to as you listen and watch them more often, that you can slowly take and incorporate into your own gameplay. The biggest thing I took away from watching Purge was to make life as easy for my carry as possible by either constantly harassing the opposing heroes or pulling. These actions are common knowledge. Like one thing that I have found is a lot of players around my skill and even lower, because I'm only Archon 4, I believe now. I haven't done ranked in a while. I think that was my last rank last I checked. Anyways, so they're common knowledge, but not necessarily commonly practiced, especially pulling. Because pulling, and again, I've missed this a ton too. I've missed it a lot, but I think it's it's good to know and see these because, there's always room to improve in Dota, right? You can always do more. But as you start to slowly take these little ideas and little incorporations into your own gameplay, that you'll start to see improvement pretty quickly. Moving on to the third and last point, communicating. This has been my most important characteristic, I think is the right way to put it. My most important characteristic to improve, excuse me, my gameplay. Since I'm right in the middle on the MMR spectrum, it is important to communicate when spells are up and try to give insight to what, or try to give what insight I can provide. Little things like telling my carry I'm pulling or making a rotation if the lane is stable is good for them to know so they can adjust their mindset accordingly. More importantly, I try to give an outline of what we should do once the mid game starts and everyone starts being more active on the map. I personally always try to, to give out objectives for us to focus on. Like, okay, we've taken their bottom and top tier ones. Now let's try to push into their jungle and start putting pressure on tier two, so we can, get vision in their jungle or just basically take away more of the map from them. I'll do that, or if I'm a carry, sometimes I'll tell everyone to get behind me while I push and be ready to counter initiate, or I don't know, or just be ready to save me or what have you. So I try to do little things like this because I have seen, or I try to explain and say little things like this because I have seen my team, or has helped my team, because it is easy to get complacent in Dota, which again, I get complacent a lot too, so this happens to me a lot. It's not bad to play your own game. I mean, you definitely need your own farm and levels most of the time anyway, so sometimes you just gotta focus on, like, okay, I understand our team's doing this, but I'm pretty dang close to a blink dagger. I need to farm this first. And so that's like, and again, letting your team know that or communicating that to them can also be very critical, especially if you're like, I don't know, if you're like an Earthshaker, or like, hey, I almost got my blink dagger, I have Echo ready, it's off cooldown, like just wait, like, I don't know, X amount of more time, and then we can go in. So with this, I'm not saying you have to talk as often as I do, because I do, I communicate a lot, and I definitely am certain I've annoyed some people with how much I do. So you don't have to literally use the mic. You can use pings or the chat wheel to express what you are doing or what you're planning to do. If you want, you don't have to communicate at all. Even your contribution could be to simply play well. Like the mindset, I'm not going to be a liability. I'm going to fulfill my role, and I'm going to support, or I'm going to carry the heck out of this game, and I'm just going to get as big as possible, and I'm not even going to, sometimes people mute their whole team. By all means, you can do that if that works. That's your game. In my opinion, though, I do believe it is better to use the mic because there is less room for interpretation when doing that. You can say exactly what you are doing and what your plan is. Well, that is all for today's episode. I really hope you're able to get something constructive or positive or, insightful from this. With Dota being such a complex and, just diverse game, there's always, there's so many things to learn from it and be able to implement. So, but I really hope with these few things we briefly went over that you're able to, that it was instructive for you in some way. Really appreciate your support with listening to these episodes and continually, coming back and checking on them. It really does help out a lot, and I really appreciate it. And obviously, and as always, if you have any feedback or any thoughts towards the episode or anything else you want me to go over, by all means, like, reach out on Reddit and let me know what you think. Thank you so much. Have fun and good luck in your games.